This is a meditation on healing. Today we will contact that part of us that knows how to heal. Let's take a slow breath and exhale the false belief that we need to know something special to be able to heal. Belief kills and belief heals. These are the words of an anthropologist, not a metaphysical writer, which shows that even scholars and scientists are catching up to the fact that our beliefs have much to do with our experiences, and we in unity know that it is God that guarantees our health and that it really never changes. We may have great confidence in the healing truths of this church, for we see this truth arising everywhere in all fields of endeavor. Wherever we look, we see that we have the power to be well. I invite you to close your eyes or relax your eyes. Sit in a comfortable position. Go to the coat check of your mind and turn in your personal issues and challenges for this time of meditation. God is the answer to all of our personal issues. There is more God in this room than any one human life could use in a million years. You and I have everything we need to answer our deepest callings to good and to God. In the Bible, in the book of Samuel, on the battlefield, the boy David says to the giant Goliath, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands." We can enjoy the same confidence when facing any fearful condition, any Goliath. Fear, urgency, and pain are the three hallmarks that we have been tricked into believing that we have no power, when in truth, all power belongs to us, here and now. Healing is simple. If we are moved to act out of fear or pain or urgency, then we can remind ourselves to stop, to call forth the power of the Almighty to deliver that seeming evil into our hands, and we do so now. We take one step back from the dialogue we've been having with fearful conditions. When we cease entertaining conversation with such conditions, we may simply dismiss them, realizing that we have been speaking with nothing. We cease our dialogue and we treat ourselves with this thought that we only have to be well in mind and in thought. We only have to feel well for a moment. Body and circumstances will follow this good. Good health and good life are just a thought away. We allow permanent health to emerge. When we sit still, false appearances fall away. It is the testimony of all ages and all cultures that what emerges in the stillness of man's heart is certainty, love, health, and joy. At this time, we allow this health to emerge by relaxing. I invite you to relax your forehead. Enjoy the sensation of the skin smoothing out and the wrinkles easing away. Relax your eyes and your eyelids. Let that feeling of relaxation spread down from your eyes. Relax your jaws. Release all tension. Relax your neck and let this wave of relaxation spread down through your body. Relax your shoulders. Let God lead your shoulders back into their proper place. Let God relax your heart and all your organs so that they function in the most peaceful, healthy way. Let God relax your hips and your thighs and your knees. Relax your calves. Let your feet relax. And now give yourself permission to feel very good, to know that you are surrounded by extraordinary power, extraordinary well-being, well-being beyond words. And allow yourself to know that you have everything you need to heal yourself and others. This is how easy non-resistance is. Let's go into the silence for a minute to let the truth emerge there. If you like, should your mind wander, simply give it this truth. I am robust health now and forever. I am robust health now and forever. We accept, we receive, and we give thanks. Invite in the atom-smashing world, creating power of spirit. Therefore, whether or not we have given ourselves permission to notice the improvements we have just made to the experience of our health, does not matter. We have improved through simply acknowledging present health. We give thanks for our improved experience, and this we affirm together, and so it is.